The Brad Sessmatt Show, broadcasting live.
It's Good Friday. Thanks for joining us. We're in Denver. We are excited for tonight. Been doing a lot of work up here, and usually Iron Man and I are not here with you on Fridays. Last few weeks, I just haven't been here consistently. I know that because I've been traveling a ton, as you guys see what we do when we're out and about, when we're running around. I'm going to try to be better. I'm going to try to be better. But I've just been traveling a ton, and it's all been good. When Kevin Durant comes on board, you got to go to Charlotte. You got to go to Chicago. When you go to the Pac-12 tournament, and you go to the WAC, and you run up to NAU to be, or up to Boise to be with Northern Arizona. And now this week, we're here in Denver for tonight's games. I'm actually doing this show today from my oldest son's place. He has two cats that are out of the shot right now. One of these cats tried to chew up the equipment. Tito and Luna. And Luna is sitting on my notes right now. So let me just, don't bite me, cat. So I'm doing the show today as in a good spot. It's great. We're in downtown Denver. And last night, we took in a bunch of the games. Yesterday, I was at the practices for both Grand Canyon University and Arizona State. Sat in on Mark Few over at Gonzaga. Just got a noodle today on a whole bunch of things. Of course, we're brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial Credit Union, taking care of you, taking care of your business. We appreciate Desert Financial Credit Union and their support. Just in front of me now, the cat is wanting the pencil. We could do cat tricks. You want this? You want to come in the shot? No. It's don't eat the pencil. I don't need a cat dying of lead poisoning. Paid professional. So let's just start out on what's going on in the Pac-12. So USC right now is playing Michigan State as we speak. The U of A stuff, I had asked Jordy if he would be able to come on the show. He is in Sacramento. He had to sit through that disaster and that debacle. I'm not going to spend too much time on it because what I've learned through the years about U of A fans, it's never their fault. It's never their team's fault. It's the referee. The referee had it out for us. It's always the excuses. And when you look at Princeton, and this is going to be, oh, Brad's hating on U of A. No, I'm not. Fans are just funny in that way. They found that the easy excuse when you lose a tournament game is, especially to a 15 seed, is, well, it can't be our fault. You know, they had it out for us. No, they didn't. You were a 16-point favorite, and you gagged. That's one of the biggest chokes that I have seen ever. Ever. This wasn't Virginia and Furman, where a guard decided to throw the ball. A fifth-year senior guard of Virginia decided to throw the ball wildly down the court to Furman to try to finish out the game. And Furman hits a miracle shot. This was Princeton hitting, what was it, 3 of 24 from three-point country? Princeton out-rebounded U of A. Let's just think about that for a minute. Princeton out-rebounded U of A. Yeah, that's what happened yesterday. And so the Cats are gone. And this will go down as one of the biggest tanks that I've seen in a joke. So Arizona, and I was talking to an Arizona fan this morning, someone who's somewhat, I don't know, rational about the whole deal. It's like, we just didn't play well. Yeah, there's a cat. You cat jumping in the shot. I love this. This is going to be an adventure. I might get attacked by this cat. And I'm not going to take a timeout. I'm not going to. This is just live. That's how it goes. Whatever happens here with Tito and Luna is going to happen. It's their house, not mine. There you go. Get out of here. So that's what happened with the U of A. Yesterday, I watched that. I was at the arena here in Denver. We flew in yesterday morning. It was snowy. It was beautifully cold. It just had this crisp air feel and so nice. The Ball Arena, where both Grand Canyon and ASU are playing tonight, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful facility to have this tournament. And so far, it's been very well organized, though the NCAA has these signs up when you walk in. And it says, you cannot bring this cup. If your cup does not have this logo on it, you cannot bring it out onto the court. So, and then they tap you on the shoulder if you're recording stuff, like I'm trying to do my job and put this up. And you can't record that. You have to take it off of our website and all this stuff. So, you know, it's the NCAA trying to be overbearing and overarching. The tournament's great, but you know, I'm just trying to do my thing. So I'm going to keep it very much about what's going on here in Denver. I'll take a break here. When we come back, I had a sit down with Brian Mueller from Grand Canyon. I'll take you behind the scenes on some Arizona State stuff. Look ahead to tonight. We'll talk some strategy and all that. We'll take a quick break here, and we're back in Denver on a Friday on the road. Stay with us. All right, welcome back. Let's go through this first with Arizona State and their game tonight. They will play the late game here tonight. We will be over at the arena. We're going to head over there around 3 o'clock. We're an hour ahead of you, by the way. So people have been asking, what time is the game? What time is the game? GCU game this afternoon. ASU is tonight. They play at the Ball Arena where I'm sitting. I walked back yesterday. It was like 50 minutes. It's kind of fun walking through the snow and the wind and all that stuff. Found a little Mexican place. Dove in there and did some work and all that. So Arizona State, I think there's going to come a point, and I'm tending to be optimistic on this one. Bobby said it right yesterday, Bobby Hurley, and sitting in his press deals here yesterday. You can sleep in May. I think John Rothstein is the one that had that at first. And the Sun Devils, if you go through the last few weeks, go to U of A, go to UCLA, go to USC, go to Las Vegas, go to Dayton, come to Denver. They got in here yesterday morning at 4 a.m. It sounds like I'm leading up to a bunch of excuses. No, I'm giving you the backstory on when a team is trying to survive in advance. That's what this is. In their case, it's pulling off an upset against a sixth seed here tonight. And I think Bobby said it right yesterday when you look at TCU and what they're all about and how they like to push. They like, if this is a high scoring game, I don't think ASU's got a shot tonight. If this game is in the 80s or 90s. I could be dead flat wrong. They put up 90 the other night on Nevada. Nevada's not nearly as deep, talented, long, everything that TCU is. And so this is one of those games where at some point, if a team just can't seem to get through it, you know what I mean? Where you're playing often, you can say, oh, well, it's the NCAA tournament. How can you not get up for that? Yeah, that's true. That's true. You have to have the energy and the enthusiasm all the way at the highest level when you get to this point. I'm saying some obvious stuff here, but I'm giving you the travel itinerary makes it really hard. When you're one of the last four to make it in, and then they call it the first four, and you get done in Dayton and you don't get into Denver till four, then you're in a hotel lobby working on some stuff basketball-wise. Then you're at the arena yesterday afternoon. It was pretty cool yesterday afternoon. So I get over to the arena, and GCU is just about ready to go out on the practice floor. And I'll get into this in the next segment. I had a long conversation with Brian Mueller, the president of GCU. I wrote about it over on the site today, just about where they are in their future and all this stuff. But walk in, and GCU's there, run into some of the Arizona State people. U of A's game is going on. And some ASU people said they haven't put them away yet. Right. And there's TVs all around. We're in the bowels of the arena at Ball Arena. You're down beneath where all the stuff is, like all the chairs are stacked up and forklifts. And it's a beautiful arena and a very nice setup for us. But the games are all on. U of A's up too. I walk out onto the floor. When you walk out onto the floor, if you have a cup that doesn't have the NCAA logo on it, there's security there. They're like a cup patrol, cup police. You can't have anything out on the floor that doesn't have the NCAA logo on it. A little overbearing. It's like, check this cup. That's how I felt. That's what I felt like saying, by the way. But I walk out there, and the U of A game is on the scoreboard. Big scoreboard. U of A is on, and it's the final minute and a half. And GCU is wrapping up. ASU is on the court. But the way they have it work here is the timer on the clock, the horn has to beep. Each team has an hour, exactly an hour. And the horn has to beep for the next team to go out. So there's a stuff making its way around on phones saying, here is ASU, and they're watching the U of A game, and they're not practicing and all this. That's not true. That's simply not true. It looks great. Oh, look at this. ASU is more concerned about. No, that's not what happened. They had to wait. They were watching, and they weren't cheering and jumping up and down and all that nonsense. Sounds great for fans. Oh, yeah, you know, go Devils, pitchfork. That's not what was going on. I was right there. Horn goes. ASU gets out on the floor. They start working. Bobby's not sitting up there looking. The final moments, the pep band was all excited. Every time there was a sad, crying U of A face, the pep band was all excited and all that stuff. Because the band is in there. And the cheerleaders are in there when the team is out on the floor practicing. They want it to be, you know, a fun environment. And I don't know, there are maybe 30, 40 fans who were in seats watching GCU and ASU go through their workouts. It's fine. But I think, you know, the workouts that they had, it's Bobby's got to get his body clock for his team. And it's good that they're playing the late game tonight. It's really helpful that they're playing the late game, because I think if they had to come in here and play the morning, they'd be on the plane by this afternoon. That's a lot to ask. It's just a lot to ask, but that's what happens when you're one of the last four teams in. They go all the way to, I think it's 7:05 or 7:09 tonight is the tip time here locally. So for ASU, it's got to be a game that is, I think, in the 60s, maybe into the 70s. Can they do that? Is it, you're not going to milk the clock. You got to play your game. But if this game is a high scoring game, they're in trouble. I really believe that they're in trouble. Selfishly, because I want the best story for you and for me, not that it matters to the masses. I want GCU and ASU to win. I don't cheer very often. I'm guilty today. You kidding me? How would I not want ASU or GCU with a chance for one of them to go on to the Sweet 16? What an amazing story that would be. If they both win tonight, I'm going to be one happy camper. If they win tonight, I might have to call Iron Man and say, hey, Iron Man, let's do a show on Saturday. Iron Man may not be available. We'll figure it out. But it's one of those deals where I want ASU to win tonight and GCU to win tonight. I don't come into stories very often where I've got it all lined up for me. It would be two upsets for sure. And one would have to be a monster one. And I'll get into Grand Canyon and why I believe they could win. And my sit down with Brian Mueller yesterday in the stand, just sitting there shooting the breeze for about 20 minutes. We'll get into that on the other side. Here in Denver tonight, it's Grand Canyon against Gonzaga, and then Arizona State taking on TCU. We're back with more in Denver in a minute or two or four. All right, welcome back. GCU tonight. Let's get into them a little bit. GCU plays Gonzaga. Storyline of how Grand Canyon has aspired to be Gonzaga. I can go all the way back to being with Brian Mueller, the president of GCU. We were walking around on campus back in 2009. He had just taken the job. Russ Pennell was hired as coach. And Brian said, we can be Gonzaga. We can be Gonzaga. He doesn't believe in being a football school. He still doesn't believe in being a football school. He believes in being a basketball school. I'd like to catch up with Brian Mueller. Usually every summer I go over to his office and we sit there and shoot the stuff for a long time and we'll see each other at some games. Yesterday I asked him if we could get together because there's been some things on my mind about Bryce Drew and colleges pursuing him. He's done a very good job at GCU. So I'm going to play you a little bit of audio. This is from yesterday. This is Brian and I sitting in the bleachers at Ball Arena as GCU was going through practice.
And so he's as deeply, he knows everybody. Everybody likes him. Everybody picks up his phone call. His ability to work the world of basketball is all his angles. And he's got Mr. Colangelo to help. But he also is a deeply faith-based person. I mean, that's not something that is secondary with him. He leads with that. And that's why he wanted to be at Grand Canyon so badly. He wanted to be here as badly as we wanted him here. And so now with this success, there's only one best job in 32 leagues. This is the best job in this league. And that's a priority for coaches.
That's really good stuff. We started the conversation how he immediately went into what went on at Loyola of Chicago in 2017. He said, Brad, if Loyola Chicago can do it, why can't we do it? Meaning Loyola Chicago went to a Final Four in San Antonio in 2017. And his line to me was, what does Loyola Chicago have that we don't have? We're the fifth largest market. His vision, whether you aspire to have Christian beliefs, whatever your faith is, from just a pure business standpoint, purely business, business of sports, I should couch that. They've come in and they had 900 students at GCU when Brian first showed up on campus. Now GCU stands for Grand Construction University. They have 26,000 students on campus. They have 90,000 online students. Why am I throwing these numbers at you? Because basketball is a priority. When I read about President Crow, and yeah, I am going to go down this path because it just infuriates me. When I read that the president over at ASU says there's nothing wrong with our facility, that's just beyond delusional. And I walk into Grand Canyon University and I walk into their facility. It's got suites. I don't know. Suites means extra revenue. And suites means NIL money. Suites means taking care of sponsors, taking care of donors, taking care of big cigars, whatever it may be. It's just not a priority, evidently, to the president over at Arizona State. I am making it about that because I'm just tired of this facade that we really do care about basketball because they don't. And the more that Bobby wins, I'm sure the president is saying, oh, well, see, we didn't need a new facility. Like, yeah, you can't even bring recruits into that place. GCU, you can bring recruits in all day long. Beautiful, beautiful place. I think the deal on Bryce Drew is he's well compensated. GCU is getting a very good schedule. This is a big point, though. And Brian brought this up to me a little bit later in our conversation. We went about 20 minutes on this. And it's if you look at conference rankings this year, just conference rankings, and look at the net conference ranking, the WAC is 12. There's 31 conferences, okay? 31 conferences, 12th ranked conference. Getting there. Then I went, before I caught up to Brian and we sat and chatted, I went in to hear what Mark Few had to say. I respect Mark Few and the job he's done at Gonzaga. If you don't like Mark Few, that's a you problem. You know, all they do is win. And he's got this Spokane, Washington, this dome, no football, build a program, build it, they've come. And he said that GCU, Grand Canyon University, is the closest that he sees where programs are trying to build it up, that GCU is as close as he's seen it to come to fruition for someone else. It's ironic they're playing each other tonight. Jerry's very close with Mark Few, Jerry Colangelo. And when you look at Gonzaga and you look at GCU, there are a lot of parallels. I believe, this isn't anybody else, I believe Gonzaga is looking long and hard, and Wilner's talking to me about this on the air. I believe Gonzaga is looking very long and hard at leaving the WCC. Yesterday, Mark was asked about it, Coach Few was asked about it, and just some tone of, we've got to do what's best for Gonzaga. And if there are bad TV windows, which there are in the West Coast Conference, and if you're losing players because there's bad TV windows, maybe after 25 years of the success that he's had, it's time for Gonzaga to go elsewhere. I am going to be one of those that says the WAC at one point in time was a joke of a conference. It was. And people laughed last year when they went and got a bunch of teams from Texas, Sam Houston State. There's still two teams from the WAC that are alive in the NIT. What does that tell you? The conference is getting better. You know, USC is losing to Michigan State as I'm looking up right now, and there's another Pac-12 team that could be dangling, hanging in. By the end of tonight, if Arizona State doesn't come through, there's going to be three of four that are gone. If you look at the WAC and how they've decided to add schools from Utah, and they're not the University of Utah, but they've gone about their business in a way where there's some rivalry. There's teams when they go to Las Vegas and they play in the postseason tournament. Cal Baptist, yeah, it's little Cal Baptist. They go to Vegas. Grand Canyon fans go to Vegas. The Utah schools go to Vegas. just slowly getting things all connected. The right way to go is a conference. They're not in a rush, but they've got to get better time windows. I'm interested to see LaFonso Ellis. Remember LaFonso Ellis? His son plays for GCU. He's going to be at the game tonight. He's in town. So this is a great opportunity for Grand Canyon University to put their brand out there nationally. As they've grown it, and schools should come after Bryce Drew. Are you kidding me? Two NCAA appearances in 3 years? Now, the NIL part of it, name, image, likeness. I look at GCU. GCU has NIL going on, and they don't have to deal with football. You can have NIL, but if you have a football program and you're asking donors, boosters for money, most of it's going to go to football from what I'm finding and learning and visiting with people behind the scenes. You have to deal with football. Look at Gonzaga. Drew Timmy is making a ton of money. If I'm to believe the numbers that are out here this year, his NIL is well into the mid six figures this year. Well into it. He could have gone to the G League and made 100 grand. Why don't you just stay here in college? Colleges are going to be able to retain players like Drew Timmy. And I'm excited to watch him play tonight. I'll get to the game in a minute. But colleges are going to be able to retain those players, which they weren't able to do at one point in time. And so, you know, I will not be shocked at all if Gonzaga leaves the West Coast Conference sooner than later. I won't. It just feels like, you know, that the WAC is looking at expansion. That note there that Brian said to me, you want to have the best job in the conference right now. That's what GCU is, easily the best job in the conference. You know, I liked how, so the players from GCU, their gear was left behind in Phoenix or whatever happened. And the players yesterday were pretty loose about it. They were asked about it. They're like, you know, what was really cool about us not having our gear here is we all got new shoes. I think that's funny. They just had fun with it. They're pretty loose, I would say. You know, ASU, are they going to be able to fight through the survive in advance mode and just keep their A game up? Or does it come a point where it's like, oh, mentally, I'm just shot? I mean, for both teams tonight, they have a better than average chance to win. I know that GC is a 16-point underdog to Gonzaga, and Gonzaga has a wooden award player. I'm a wooden award voter. Timmy's that good of a player. But they don't have the guards that they once had. There's no Suggs out here. There's not the team. This is not the Gonzaga team that I've seen in the past. They've had some bad losses. They can still come out here tonight and blow them out by 40. They could. It's March Madness. It could be like UCLA last night, where UCLA said, we're not messing around with this game. Or it could be like Princeton, where U of A just can't figure it out. So I'm excited for both games tonight. I think we've done enough for now, enough March Madness from up here. I could go on and on and on, but that's that. Jared Nielsen is the Iron Man. He takes care of this. You can follow me over on my social at Sports360AZ on Twitter or at Brad Sussmat. Our staff is out and about back in the Valley doing what they do. Jordy's getting back from Sacramento. So just keep checking the site. There's stuff up there, and I'll have more coming up here, probably 3 Dot Thoughts dropping later tonight from here in Denver or tomorrow morning. Have a great day.